In our middle of the Yiratzayin of Birchas HaShachar, we're actually towards the end. So we ask Hashem, Usneinu HaYoyim Uvechol Yoyim Lachain Ulachesed Ulerachmen Be'enecho Ve'enecho Re'enu V'sigmalenu chasodim toivim. We ask Hashem, grant us today and every day grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. V'sigmalenu chasodim toivim, and bestow beneficent kindnesses upon us. Good kindness is upon us. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Hagoymel Chasodim Toivim Le'amo Yisrael, who bestows good kindnesses upon his nation Yisrael. So we ask Hashem, Usneinu Hayoim, grant us today, v'chol yom and every day, l'chein, u'l'chesed, u'l'rachamim. We're asking Hashem to grant us grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes, Hashem, and in the eyes of all those who see us. What is chein? What is chesed? What is rachamim? So we could spend a lot of time on this, but I'm not going to. Chein, which we're interpreting as grace, really is very difficult to describe what it is. There are people that have chein for no good reason. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in on the pasuk when Noach matzah chein beinei Hashem, that Noach found favor or grace in Hashem's eyes, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what the pasuk is telling us is that it had nothing to do with Noach's actions or good deeds that he was saved from the Mabul. It's because matzah chein, he found chein in Hashem's eyes. Chein has no reason. There's no logic behind chein. There are people that just have chein and people that don't. Chein ha'isha al baila, the Gemara says. Right? The chein of a woman is on her husband. There might be no reason for it. It's a matana that Hashem gives. The word chein comes from the word chinam. It's for naught. It has no reason. The pasuk says, Sheker Achein. Sheker Achein, Hevel Ayofi. Chein is Sheker, meaning there's no reason behind it. People just have Chein and people that don't. Now, there is a pasuk that tells us, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, by the way, says that we don't know what brings chein to a person. It's not written anywhere. But there is one pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, La'anovim yiten chein. Hashem gives chein to the humble. Humble people have chein. So there is some light that is shed upon what gives a person chein, and that is anov, humility. What chein causes, though, is love. People are attracted to chein. Children have chein. So we're asking Hashem that we should find chein in His eyes and in the eyes of people. Meaning that we should have Hashem's love and the love of people.
Because we will find chen in their eyes.
That's chen. Chesed is kindness. And then we ask, chen of chesed l'rachem. We're also asking for compassion. Now, what is the difference between kindness and compassion? Many Sfarim explain, and the Siddur Shal Shabbos talks about it at great length. Chesed, well, let's talk about Rachamim first, so we can contrast Chesed. Rachamim is compassion. Compassion is when there is a situation that is in front of me that evokes my feelings of Rachmanis, my feelings of compassion, and as a result, I act upon those feelings. So if a poor person comes to me and tells me their situation, how destitute they are, my feelings of rachmanas are aroused, and I give the person a donation, that's rachman, that's compassion. And when we beg Hashem for a certain need that we have, and Hashem responds, that is rachman, that is rachman. Chesed is an act of giving that is not evoked by anything. It comes from the giver, totally initiated by the giver. Avraham Avinu was called the Baal Chesed. You know why? Because he waited outside of his tent for passerby. I mean, there was nobody passing by that knocked on his door. That would have been rachamim. Avraham Avinu was a Baal Chesed because he wanted to do kindness, acts of kindness, before his Rachmanis was evoked by anything. When Eliezer Eved Avram was looking for a kala for Yitzchak, he was looking for a girl that would fit into Avram's home of Chesed. So he made a sign. Right, the sign was, I'm going to ask this girl for a drink. Now, if she just says to me, okay, here's a drink, that means that she's a Baal Rachman. Because I initiated, I asked her for a drink, and she responded. That's Rachmanis. It doesn't mean she's a Baal Chesed. But if she says to me, here's a drink, and then she gives something that I didn't ask for, which is also, I want to feed your camels, that's a Baal Chesed. Chesed is kindness above and beyond. And that's why someone who does above and beyond what the law requires is called a chosid. Right? It comes from the word chesed. Somebody who just does what the law requires, that comes from rachman. That's somebody who obeys the halacha. Somebody who does the fnim ishur hasadin, right? Something that wasn't asked of them, that's called a chassid, because that is an act of chesed. Ezu chassid chazal say, who is a chassid? Hamas chassid him koinai. Somebody who does chesed with the Rebbein Shlom, meaning he does something that Hashem never requested him. So the first thing we ask is, v'snein ha'yoyim l'chein, v'chol yoyim l'chein, that would be the best. Rebbein Shlom, we should be beloved by everyone. By you and by everyone. We should have that grace, that favor in people's eyes that is undescribable, that makes no sense. But it's a chen that causes people to love us, causes you to love me. And as a result, give me as a result of chen. If not chen, then chesed. Right? Chesed, people do chesed with people they don't even know. You don't need chen for chesed. And if not chesed, then rachma. If it won't be kindness, then at least it'd be compassion. The famous verse from the Rebbe Binim of Pshischa on the pasuk Nasa in Tita Eloi, talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'lo yeira levavcha b'sitcha loy. Pasuk says, you shall give him. And Chazal darshan from the word Nosen Tita Nafilo Meya Pa'amim. You should give even 100 times to the same person. Right? Nosen Tita Eloi, Your heart should not, the literal understanding of the pasuk is, you shouldn't be bothered when you give him. So the rabbinim says no. If you're giving because your heart aches for that person, then that's not chesed, that's rachman. You need to do chesed. Give him as many times until you don't feel bad for him anymore. You should be giving after you stop feeling bad for him. Nosein titein lo yafilu me'ap amim, give him even 100 times. And you shouldn't be giving because your heart aches. Because that's not chesed, that's rachman. So that's l'chein u'l'chesed u'l'rachman. Ve'einecha u'v'yeinecha re'einu. In your eyes and the eyes of all of us and all of those who see us. So to understand this, why we ask specifically for to find chen, chesed, rachmim in Hashem's eyes and in all of those who see us, and in that order, specifically. I'd like to introduce a medrash that the Chasam Sofer brings in Parshas Pinchas. The medrash says, it's a medrash that I've spoken about in Shul many times. The medrash says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. The pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the foundation of our emuna, that Hashem is one, that is the klal gadol b'Torah. V'chad Omar, says the Medrash, there's another opinion. It says v'yahavto d'rayacha kamoicha ze klal gadol b'Torah. That loving your fellow Jew like yourself, that is a klal gadol b'Torah. Fine, gevaldik. We understand the machlokes very well. One of them is talking about bin adam ha'mokim. One of them is talking about bin adam ha'chaver. Gevaldik. Chadam, the third opinion, is as a keves echa tasa b'boiker, as a keves hasheni tasa b'ino avayim, is a klal gadol b'Torah. That the pasuk that is written by the Korban Talmud, that one lamb should be offered in the morning and another lamb should be offered in the afternoon, that is a klal gadol b'Torah. Now, that third opinion makes no sense. If that isn't difficult enough, the Medrash continues. Kom ben Azai al raglav, ben Azai stood up on his feet, va'amar, he said, chein mistaber. That logic says like the third opinion. Shaharei nemar, because it says, Pasuk Parshas Truma, it says, as I have shown you the image of the Mishkan and the image of all of its vessels, so shall you do. That is proof that the third opinion that says what does Hoidu have to do with Kush? Mamash, no Shaykh. What does one have to do with the other? On that pasuk that Ben Azai brings, Kecholash ani mitzamaro eschas tamas haMishkan, tamas kol kelim v'chein tasu. Just like I show you the image of the Mishkan, the image of all of its kelim, so shall you make it. Rashi says v'chein tasu. What is v'chein tasu? L'doyrus, says Rashi, for all generations. Which is a very difficult Rashi. First of all, even if we'll say that we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash isn't standing for all generations. And secondly, we're talking about the Mishkan. The Tavnes HaMishkan was not the way it was done later on. The Beis HaMikdash is totally different than the Mishkan. What does it mean? L'doris. That's the way it should be done for all generations. So to understand this medrash, I'd like to
Introduced a Chassam Sofer in Parshas
Kisisa. The Parsha Matzah Hashekel, the Pasuk Ze Yitnu, Rav Shlom says to Moshe, this is what they should give. Says Rashi, Niskasha Moshe. Moshe had difficulty understanding what the Matzah Hashekel was, and Hashem showed him, Imad Be'a Shal Eish. Hashem showed him a fiery coin. And Hashem said, Ze Yitnu, this is what they shall give. So Agitzker, what is so difficult to understand about a Matzah Hashekel? Moshe Rabbeinu understood the most difficult mitzvahs in the Torah. And Matzah Hashekel, he had difficulty understanding. And why couldn't Hashem show him a regular coin? Why Amad Be'a Shal Eish? So Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that when Hashem told him that each Yid should give a Machtas HaShekel, only a half a shekel, that there's got to be a reason behind it. And the reason is, as the Al Shech HaKadosh says, the reason is every Yid needs to know that a Yid on their own is only a half. And it's only through the unity of Klal Yisrael that we're a whole. Klal Yisrael needs to come together in order to be a whole. If we don't have unity, we're each and every one of us on our own are just a half. So the Machtas HaShekel represents that Klal Yisrael needs to be ba'achdus. Klal Yisrael needs to be unified. So what that's saying, says the Chassam Sofer, is that I need to get along with every Jew. Machtas HaShekel is teaching us that every Yid needs to get along with every other Yid. Says that's what Niskasha Moshe. Moshe had difficulty understanding how is it possible? How can the Rebbeinu Shlom demand of Yidden to get along with each other? It's impossible. It's not possible for every person to get along with everybody. To get along with every Jew. To which the Rebbeinu Shlom responded, you're right, Moshe. If a person would focus on getting along with everybody, it would be a mission that is impossible. All a Yid needs to focus on is getting along with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you get along with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything else will fall into place. Everyone else will get along with you as well. If a Yid sees to it that their performance of mitzvahs, their middos, and everything is the way that Rebbeinu Shlom wants it, then everyone else will be at peace with this person. Says Chassam Sofer, and if someone doesn't get along with, if there's a Yid that doesn't get along with you, you can know that there is something wrong between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom.
Chazal say it. Call me she
ruach habriyos noichai menoi.
Is ruach hamokam noichai menoi.
Somebody who you see that people get along with him, you can know that the Rebbeinu Shlom gets along with him. Because it's impossible to have people get along with you. It's just something, it's a mission that is not possible. The only way to accomplish that is for a person to be in peace with the Rebbeinu Shlom.
So he says, that's like some sofer.
When Moshe Rabbeinu had that kasha, Machtas HaShekel represents, I need to get along with everybody, that's impossible. Hashem said, no, Moshe. You think the other half coin is coming from another Yid. No, I'm giving the other half coin. It's a fiery coin. You need to get along with me. If you get along with me, everyone else will get along with you too.
So what I derive from this Chassam Sofer is that we all have responsibilities, right? We have responsibilities to our families. We have responsibilities
to our workplaces. We have responsibilities to our communities. We have a responsibility to the world. All these are interpersonal relationships.
These are all responsibilities that each and every one of us has.
What the Chassam Sofer is telling us, that the Torah Kedosha is telling us, is that one cannot possibly fulfill all of these responsibilities unless they first focus on the Rebbein Adam Lamaka. A person has to first focus on their relationship with the Rebbein Shalom.
If a person has a relationship with the Rebbein Shalom, all those other responsibilities will fall into place.
If a person will try focusing their mind on all those responsibilities without focusing first on their relationship with the Rebbein Shalom, it won't work.
It means
focusing on one's performance of mitzvahs, on not doing anything that is against the Torah. It means developing a relationship when it comes to tefillah. I'm not saying it's an easy job, but it's all. And he's also not saying that it's something you need to accomplish in one day. It's something that it needs to be a person's priority. It is, but he's saying that a person has to develop a relationship with the Rebbein Shalom in order for that part of Ben Adam Lachaveira to fall into place. It has to be Ben Adam Lachaveira has to fall into place first. Yes, definitely. That's tefillah.
Not tefillah. I'm talking about personal conversation.
No, tefillah is personal conversation with Hashem. That's what tefillah is. And each and every person might have to do something else to develop that relationship. But it is everything else, all of a person's interpersonal responsibilities and relationships are dependent on a person's relationship with Hashem. If a person needs to come on to his body, those things are not tight. Now, if you look at the way the Mishkan was set up, you'll see that in the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the Holy of Holies, there was the Aron, which housed the Luchos. Right? The Aron housed the tablets. And upon that was the Kruvim. Right? The Kruvim, which we know represents the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. As Chazal tell us, when Bnei Yisrael would fulfill the will of Hashem, Oysen Ritzon Yishal Mokim, the Kruvim faced each other. If they weren't Oysen Ritzon Yishal Mokim, the Kruvim faced away from each other. So the Kruvim represent the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and all that is the only thing that there is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron, which has the Luchos, and the Kruvim on top of it.
Indicating that what lies lefnai v'lefnim, what lies in the most internal to Klal Yisrael, the most essential to Klal Yisrael, is our relationship with the Rebbein Shlomo, which is through the Torah Kedusha. There is no closer relationship that a person can have with the Rebbein Shlomo more than Torah learning. That is the closest relationship a person can have. Outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were three kelim. There was the menorah, there was the mizbeach, and the shulchan, which represents the three pillars upon which the world stands. The menorah represents the Torah. Menorah,
the pasuk says, Torah or, Torah is light.
The mizbeach represents avodah. And the shulchan, which is the table, represents gemilas chasadah. Now, the Torah of outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is represented by the menorah, is different than the Torah that's inside. Inside, it's in a box. Outside, it's illuminating. Right? Now, all these, the Torah of Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all represent our responsibility to others, to the world. We need to illuminate the world with our Torah. We need to bring others closer to the Rebbein Shalom. Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, these are all things that represent our responsibility to society. But it doesn't begin there. It all begins with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For everything else to be able to have an effect,
there's got to be the Orion and the Kruvim, the Torah in the box. First meaning, which means my own personal relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That needs to be established first. Once that has been established, the menorah will fall into place, the mizbeach will fall into place, the shulchan will fall into place, but first there has to be the Torah, HaKadosh, a person needs to establish the relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is represented by the Orion and the Kruvim. Now we can understand the Medrash. The first opinion says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekin, Hashem Echad, Zek HaGol B'Torah, which is, Bein Adam LaMokoyim, is the biggest klal in the Torah, the most important will in the Torah. Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekin, Hashem Echad. Comes along the second opinion and says, no. The whole purpose we're here in this world is Hashem put us into this physical world that we should accomplish. We have responsibilities. We have to Zek HaGol B'Torah. Comes along the third opinion and says, you're both right. As a keves echad, the avoide of echad, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, tasaba boiker, that a person needs to do first. As a keves hasheni, and the avoide of being focused on other people, on the other, tasaba no boiker, that comes afterwards. After a person has developed a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, then all the other interpersonal relationships will fall into place. Says Ben Azai, I have proof to this from the Mishkan. Look at the way the Mishkan is set up. Take a look at how the Mishkan is set up. There's a Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a Heichal. Look at which Kelim are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's an Oren and Kruvim which represent our relationship with Hashem. And outside there's a Menorah and a Mizbeach. And the Shulchan, which represent Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim, that's all on the outside. Which indicates that third opinion is correct. As a Kevesach HaTas Baboyker, first, focus on the Avodah of Echad, that comes first, and then as a Kevesach HaSheni, Tas Ben Rabbayim, all the other interpersonal relationships will follow. V'chein Tasu L'Doris. And that's how we need to do it for all generations. So there needs to be, we need to understand that it's Usneinu Hayom V'Chol Yom L'Chein L'Chesed Rachamim. First counts to come Be'enachal. First, we have to find favor and chesed and rachman in Hashem's eyes. And then it will be enichol reyenu. Then, enichol reyenu will follow. If we focus on finding that chen chesed and rachman in Hashem's eyes, developing that relationship between us and the Rebbeinu Shloim, we will find chen chesed and rachman enichol reyenu. That will automatically follow. That we'll find chen chesed rachman in the eyes of all those who see us. But what we need to focus on mainly, primarily, is that we should find favor in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes. And I'd like to suggest that this is alluded to in this week's parasha. Bilam says, "Lo yhibit avim b'Yaakov, v'lo yirah amal b'Yisrael." He cannot see any fault in Yaakov. He can't see any iniquity in Yisrael. Why is that? Why can't even Bilam find any fault in Klal Yisrael? Because Hashem Elokav Imai. It's because they have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shloim. And when someone has a solid relationship with the Rebbeinu Shloim, everyone else will be at peace with this person. Yisruas Melech Boy. They have the Rebbeinu Shloim is, they have a friendship with the Rebbeinu Shloim. I was thinking, that perhaps we can understand what the Gemara says, that Bilam knew when to curse. There's a pasuk that says, Keil Zoyim b'chol yoyim, and Hashem gets angry every day. Bilam knew exactly when that moment was, and that is the moment when he tried cursing, but those days that Bilam was trying to curse the Eden, Hashem didn't get angry. Well, as I'm loizam Hashem, the pasuk says, I can't curse because Hashem's not getting angry. So the Gemara talks about this, and the Gemara says, when it says kill zayim v'chol yayin, that Hashem gets angry every day, kama zamon, how long does this anger last?
And what is the day?
What?
What's the definition of the day?
Well, probably 24 hours. I don't know.
So, the... What?
I don't know. Good question.
I'm not sure.
So the Gemara asks,
how long does this anger last? And the Gemara says, Rega. Rega means a moment.
Tosfos asks, how can you curse a person in a moment? So the Tosfos answers, you could say the word Kalem. Kalem means destroy them. That's what you could say in a moment. So, just to get a little more insight into all that. According to what we've said.
The Rashi in the beginning of the Torah says, on the word Bereshis,
says Rashi, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikas Reshis, that Hashem created the world for the sake of the Torah that's called Reshis, and Bishvil Yisrael Shenikas Reshis, and for the sake of Yisrael that are called Reshis. Reishis means the first.
Now, why are we called Reishis? Why is the Torah called Reishis?
So, perhaps, there are three Avodis. Avodis, Hashem, divides into three Chalakim,
into three parts. One is Ben Adam LaMakan,
between us and Hashem. One is Ben Adam LaChaveroi, interpersonal relationships. And then one is Ben Adam LaAtzmai. What is between a person and themselves, which include midas tovus, include good character traits. A person needs to work to develop good character traits. So that's ben adam l'chaveda, ben adam l'atzmai, ben adam l'mokim, ben adam l'chaveda, ben adam l'atzmai. And according to what we said, there's an order, and that is ben adam l'mokim comes first. A person needs to first focus on the relationship with Hashem, and then everything else, especially Ben Adam HaChaveroi, falls into place. As the Chassam Sofer said, Kol Sheruach HaMakom Neichem Enoi, you know that Ruach HaMakom Neichem Enoi. There is a
person has to first develop that relationship with Hashem.
The word Melech is Mem Lamed Chav. The Mem stands for Mokoyim, right? Ben Adam La Mokoyim. And then the Lamed and the Kof stand for L'Re'acha Kamoicha. Right? L'Re'acha
represents our interpersonal relationships. And Kamoicha, which means like you, that represents a person's Ben Adam La Atzmai, a person's working on their own middos.
So the word Melech has within it all three of these avodas, Mokoyim, L'Re'acha, and Kamoicha.
The opposite of Melech is Kalem, which means destroy them. Meaning, if we make our first priority ourselves, or even others, and we leave Hashem for last, that chas v'shalom can cause destruction. We are, the reason we are called Reishis, and the Torah is called Reishis, is because it teaches us what our priorities are supposed to be. It teaches us that our ben adam l'makom comes first, that our relationship with Hashem comes first.
That's why the Torah is called Rishis, and that's why we are called Rishis, because we are a people that understand priorities. We understand that our relationship with Hashem comes first, and that all our other relationships will follow. The power of evil in the world that would like us to confuse our priorities and to place everyone else first, to place our interpersonal relationships before our relationship with Hashem, is Amalek. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim Amalek. Right? They're also focused on Reishis, on priorities, but they try to confuse our priorities. The Reishis of Amalek counters the Reishis, the Yisrael that is called Reishis. The word Rega, which means a moment, is Rosh HaTevis, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Chazal ask, what is Hashem's anger? How long does Hashem's anger last? Chazal answer, Rega. It lasts for as long as a person listens to the Reishis Goyim Amalek. When a person makes themselves or their interpersonal relationships more important than relationship with Hashem, that is what causes Hashem's anger. And the Tosfos asks, what can you possibly say in a rega? What is Reishis Goyim Amalek represent? And Tosfos answers, you can say Kalem. Kalem, because Kalem is the opposite of Melech. It's first Kamoicha, then L'Reyacha, and then Mokam. First focusing on oneself, on others, and then on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the order needs to be first we have to find favor in Hashem's eyes, and then everything else comes along. Interesting thing is that the reason that we find that the Rebbeinu Shlomo desires b'chor, that we should give our b'chor, our firstborn child, we have to redeem, because it's kodesh, it's holy, belongs to Hashem. The firstborn animal we have to give to Hashem. The first shearings have to go to Hashem. The first of our grain needs to go to Hashem. The first of everything. That's what Reishis is, right? Reishis is the first, indicating that our priority needs to be Ben Adam Lamaka. Bechor, the word Bechor, which means firstborn, is Rosh HaTevis Be'einecho Ove'einecho Re'einu. First in your eyes, and then in the eyes of everyone else who sees us. First Be'einecho, and then Ove'einecho Re'einu. Be'einecho Ove'einecho Re'einu is Rosh HaTevis Bechor. And that's why when Bilam says, the reason why I can't see any fault in Klal Yisrael is because Hashem Alekav Imoy, is because they have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Suas Melech Boy. They have this friendship of Melech, which is Melech is first Mokam, then L'Reyach, and then Kamlech. With this, we can have appreciation for what Rabbi Shimon Schwab says on "V'sigma leinu chasadim tovim." Right, the next words here are "V'sigma leinu chasadim tovim." Bestow upon us good kindness. Now, the obvious question is, what is bad kindness? Right, we have to ask Hashem to bestow upon us good kindness. Kindness is good. So that Rabbi Shimon Schwab answers is that the halacha is that if somebody buys something new, right? They're supposed to make a shachiyana, a new garment. They're supposed to make a shachiyana. However, if somebody buys a house, which is not just for him, it's for his family, then the bracha is no longer shachiyana. The bracha is hatoy v'hametiv. Hashem is good and he does good for others. You can't make that bracha when you buy something just for you, because that's not a toiv ha-metiv, that's just toiv. It's good, right? Toiv, real good, is when you do good for yourself and for others. So when you buy something for yourself, you can't say Atayv HaMeitiv. If you buy something that includes you and others, then you make the bracha Atayv HaMeitiv.
So the Rebbeinu Shalom's goodness, we're asking for Hashem to give us chasadim tovim, to give us goodness that is not just good for us, but it's good for others too.
So according to what we just asked for, that it should be be'einecho, be'einu choreyenu, that it should be, we should be able to develop a relationship with you, the Rebbeinu Shalom. And as a result, we should be able to develop a relationship with everyone else as well. So now, v'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim follows very well. So that way, the chasadim that we will have will not just be for ourselves, but it will be chasadim tovim, will be chasadim that will benefit everyone else as well, because my relationship with you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, will spill over, that I should be able to be a source of goodness and kindness for other people as well.
That we should be zoiche. The Baruch Ata Hashem, Hagoyim l'chasadim tovim l'am Yisrael, we should be zoiche to chasadim tovim and Klal Yisrael by developing a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleidam. We should all be zoiche to find peace with all of Klal Yisrael and with ourselves. We should be zoiche to the schus of that achdus and that relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleidam to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu.